Holding signs and waving to passing motorists, about two dozen people line State Street in front of the federal building where Congressman Richard Neal has a district office. The protest had a sense of urgency because the House is set to vote perhaps as soon as tomorrow on a bill that could end food stamp benefits to millions of people.
This is a moral fight. Win or lose on the merits of the vote is one thing, but this is a fight for the heart and soul of our party.
Tim Carpenter, executive director of Progressive Democrats of America, said demonstrations were organized at the district offices of seven influential Democratic members of Congress, including House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi in California, House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer in Maryland, and Neal in Massachusetts.
Richard Neal's the second-ranking member of the Ways and Means Committee. He's got a very powerful position and represents one of the most progressive districts in the country.
The House version of the Farm Bill includes $20 billion in cuts over the next 10 years to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, commonly known as food stamps. Carpenter is calling on the Democratic congressional leadership to get behind the effort led by Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern to restore SNAP funding.
If we fail in that effort, then we think it's time we simply call for the defeat of that bill outright. So it's important that Richie Neal join that fight.
A spokesperson for Neal said in an email that the congressman agrees with the progressive activists who gathered outside his Springfield office. The statement said Neal has consistently supported federal nutrition assistance to the needy and will continue to do so. Critics of the food stamp program claim it promotes dependency on the government and has become too susceptible to fraud. Jeff Napolitano, the Western Massachusetts director for American Friends Service Committee, said more than a third of food stamp recipients have jobs but at low pay or only part-time hours.
This is less about who is receiving food stamps than the state of our economy and the recession that we are still recovering from.
More than 880,000 people in Massachusetts receive SNAP benefits, roughly one in eight people in the state. But in Springfield and Holyoke, where the unemployment rates hover around 10%, almost 45% of the population is getting food stamp benefits. Solovia Hutchins of Springfield, who said she was laid off from her job last October, receives $410 a month in SNAP benefits to feed herself and her three sons.
We need these food stamps. Like, some people might be abusing the food stamp program, but most people are not. And I feel like they shouldn't be. The ones that are doing really good on the food stamp program shouldn't be chastised for the ones that are the few bad apples that are there.
The cuts in the food stamp program proposed in the House would result in a loss of 160 million meals, according to Andrew Morehouse, who is executive director of the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts.
There's no way that the emergency food network of food banks and our local frontline pantries and meal sites could respond to that tsunami of individuals who would be coming in search of basic food to feed their families.
The Senate version of the Farm Bill includes roughly $4 billion in cuts to the food stamp program. The vote was 66 to 27, with only two Democratic senators voting against the bill. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.